BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Trump says he has personally finished writing his answers to questions posed by Robert Mueller, who is investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The president again called the Mueller inquiry a witch hunt after weeks of relative silence on the issue. US media say Mr. Trump has been holding lengthy discussions with lawyers. A judge has ordered the White House temporarily to restore press access for the CNN journalist Jim Acosta, who was banned after a dispute with President Trump. The judge said the ban was probably not justified. The United States has for the first time voted against a UN resolution condemning Israel's occupation of the Golan Heights. In the past, the US has abstained. The Israelis seized the Golan from Syria during a war and later annexed it. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has moved to shore up her government, which is under threat over widespread criticism of the Brexit deal she struck with the EU. She's appointed a new Brexit secretary after the previous one resigned, but Mrs. May could yet lose a vote on the deal in Parliament. Cuba has begun pulling out from Brazil some 8,000 doctors who have been working in the country's poorest and most remote areas since 2013. The move, a response to criticism by Brazil's far-right president-elect Jair Bolsonaro, could affect up to 30 million Brazilians. An economic crisis is deepening in Sudan, with long queues outside banks and an acute shortage of cash. Earlier this year, there were nationwide protests over the rising cost of living. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo says 12 of its soldiers were killed in clashes with rebels in the east of the country. On Thursday, the UN said at least 7 of its peacekeepers were killed near a town at the centre of the DRC's worst ever Ebola outbreak. The man who designed the Brazilian football team's famous yellow shirt has died. Aldo Schley won a competition launched after Brazil's traumatic home defeat in the 1950 World Cup. Until then, the Brazilian team used to play in white. BBC News.